Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised.
I just think about the Patriots.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
I try not to.
On Mile High Sports Radio.
Stop stepping on my name, man!
I did it outside of your name. I did it outside of your name.
It's my name, not yours! Seriously, man, I waited months. I hired the best marketers and branders.
That is a good voice. I like the guy's voice that is.
Thank you, ladies. You know, it's so interesting about the Super Bowl is that it should definitely be on a Saturday, or the Monday should be an off or something, an off. And it should be an off. My goodness.
Really?
Why?
I like it on Sundays.
Because there's so many, because you don't get up early.
Well,
I mean, get up early.
But think of all the years I did overnights and early mornings and TV and radio.
That's not getting up early, man.
What?
It's getting up early in a different sense. Like, okay, yes, we both at one time in our lives got up early, but that doesn't make it any easier, man.
No, but one time a year I could go watch the Super Bowl, have a few adult pops, and then still manage to get into the station by 3 o'clock.
Do you know what I like after having a few pops? A noon wake-up call is what I like. I mean, I like that. You know, we plan it out. You know, we get my kid some chocolate milk and his SpongeBob SquarePants. And, you know, and then he sits between us and then we sleep. But I don't want to talk about my kids anymore. I'm sick and tired of talking about my kids.
Well, no, I mean.
Why'd you make me talk about my kids, man?
I didn't. You're the one that brought it. You went right to the kids. Hey, man, just suck it up, America. Go into work the next day. It's a football game. The game was over last night before 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll talk about this in a second. But first, I want to do a quick basketball update. This could be sponsored by you if you wanted to. Give me a shout out at Darren_Copeland. Denver is winning at home against Dallas, who's not very good. They're winning, though. Hey, listen, the Nuggets are, and yes, they are. That's all I got to say about that. But you know what? Hey, listen, it wouldn't be sports if we didn't have, something, and that was that, I lost it, so it doesn't matter. Some guy got signed to another 10-day contract.
Yeah, they signed some warm stiff, as Doug Moe would call him, to a 10-day contract.
Yay, so there's that during news. All right, that's enough of basketball. But, you know, let's get back to the Super Bowl.
That was well done. That was a pro move.
Well, listen, most people just don't care. I mean, I'm sorry. Listen, I want to care about basketball. And if they're good and they are contending and that sort of thing, I'm into basketball. But listen, the one of the problems with Colorado is because there's all sorts of fun things to do, and you know that aren't normal. You know things like in the mountains you can go skiing, or there's it's sunny. So all of these things that you can do that are not sportsy make it very easy to get distracted from watching bad sports play on a weekend. I don't need to watch the Nuggets. I don't need to watch a bad Nuggets team, even though they're getting better, and I like Jokic, But I hadn't been watching much of them at all, The Avalanche? I haven't seen a game. I watched one game. I made myself watch a game. I told you that was my first show. I made myself watch a game. And it's just brutal to watch them. I mean, they actually won. Okay, they won their last game to break a 7-game losing streak.
Terrible. They're terrible.
Why do I want to watch that?
Well, because you just like hockey. I mean, I have family members that
That's
would go.
Not hockey, man. That's 2-year-olds sliding across the ice getting whooped up by ice monsters. I saw that in Frozen.
It's the same reason why if the Broncos were losing and weren't a very good team, we would still have mostly sellout crowds at the stadium because people just like football. Some people just love basketball regardless of the product.
Yeah, but there's so many games, and the thing about Broncos is there's people that actually Broncos are probably the biggest regional team in the United States, not in terms of just in terms of square footage, square acreage of, Boise State, for instance, is a diehard Denver Bronco place, Boise, Idaho, rather. Lincoln, Nebraska is a diehard Broncos. You know, Utah is diehard Broncos. I mean, New Mexico is diehard Broncos. All of this, and people come into Bronco games. You know, they make vacations about it. So because there's one of 16 and tickets are very hard to get, that's sure. easy to do. And we like to go that. It's an event. But when you have all these, when you have a game every other night, and they're not good, and they're not, I mean, not good or not bad, but they're just, you know, sort of, that's terrible.
No, I still go to Rockies games though, but the stadium.
Yeah, but you go for the drinking.
Yeah, well, and the stadium is still a beautiful.
No, I'm gonna, my first. You first. I'm sorry, I don't want to digress.
You first. Yeah, the Rockies stadium, Coors Field, is the third oldest stadium in the National League right now.
The third oldest.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
It is, and it's still a beautiful ballpark, and I still love going there.
Did you know this?
I did not.
The Colorado Rockies did ads last year when they were really being bad, talking about the rooftop, and didn't even show baseball even on the televisions. They had tennis.
Really?
So you didn't see. So they did a whole shot. They did a whole commercial on the rooftop.
Way.
They did a whole shoot on the rooftop, and they didn't. They just did that.
I dig the rooftop, man. That's
I dig
fun.
The rooftop, but it's inside a baseball stadium, man. People don't care.
Yeah, they're going.
People don't care about baseball. I'm sorry. You don't go to baseball. I mean, okay, listen, there is about 20,000. All right, this is the hardcore math. This is the math. So get your calculators out. This is the math. Okay, in this town, in Denver, there are roughly probably 25,000 to 30,000 hardcore Rockies fan season ticket holders. 20,000. That includes things like, you know, if you're a corporation and you want to get a luxury box for a season, that'd be those included in that. So when you hear I've been to way too many baseball games where they're saying attendance is 21,000 and there are, you know, literally tens of people. But because they talk about tickets sold, you're always going to get about 21,000. Likewise, you're going to get probably around 7,000 Nuggets fans, 10,000. They'd like to be over 10,000. That's about half. But if those people aren't going, and that's what it is, and you're not seeing anything up in the upper deck because they're just not interested, then you get an empty stadium, and that's what's going on.
But here's the difference. Like the Broncos, the Rockies are a regional attraction, and so you'll get people coming from all of these states around Colorado just to spend a weekend in Denver and go to Coors Field and watch a Rockies game, whether they're coming because they're St. Louis fans or just because they want to see a professional baseball game. That's where they're You're not getting people driving up from New Mexico to watch the Nuggets or Avs. You're just not. They're not cruising down I-70 to come see
why would you?
No, exactly. Why would you? It's not an event to go to the Pepsi Center. It's just not. It's a beautiful place, but you're not coming unless LeBron James is playing here, and that's the only chance you might have a chance to see him or the Greek Freak or the Warriors. You're not coming to Denver to see a Nuggets game. But they will come out just to spend a weekend in Denver, see a baseball game at Coors Field. It's an event. So, I mean, that's where the Rockies win. They don't have to be great, which, you know, might be some of the problem. Why they're not, I don't know.
It just seems to me that if you want to buy us, I mean, the only reason you're buying us, you're not buying a sports franchise to make money. You're buying a sports franchise to win something, right? I mean, that I assume that's what it is.
I believe Kroenke bought it to make money. I'm calling out the old man and his boy.
All right. I'm sorry. Okay.
Can I not call them out?
Big Fuzz and me are both improvers, and we always talk about yes ands, and this is a yes and moment where it's yes and.
No but.
What?
There's yes and then there's no but. You said you wanted yes and. I'm like, yeah, they want to win.
Yes, but they want to make they want to make money and they want to win.
But they really want to make money. That's why they're you mm-hmm. telling me the Momforts really care about winning. If they cared about winning, we'd have been a much better organization with the Rockies than we have been the last 20 years.
All I know is I'm sitting here for the last 2 minutes while you were talking about the Golden State Warriors, and all I could think about was Warriors. Come out and play. Yay! Warriors,
tink, tink. Tink, tink, tink.
Come out to play!
Tink. Tink, 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 tink.
Warriors, come out to play!
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.